John chapter 11, verses 5 and 6. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Dear Christian friends, who may be waiting and waiting for God to act and to answer. One day, Lazarus was fine, smiling, out the door, off to work, waving goodbye. The next day, perhaps, he was feverish. And a few days later, perhaps, he was dying. And when his sisters, Mary and Martha, saw this unexpected illness, they rightly sent a message to Jesus. And the message said, "Lord, behold, the one you love is sick." But amazingly, remarkably, rather than going directly, immediately to Lazarus, Jesus delayed for 2 days. And during that 2-day delay, Lazarus died. At the funeral, Mary and Martha both approached Jesus, different times and different settings, but they spoke identical words. Both sisters said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." One can almost hear the pain, grief, disappointment in the words. And perhaps, just below the surface, a suggestion of reproof. "Lord, if you had been here on time, if you had been doing what you should have been doing, if you had acted and not delayed, my brother would not have died." If those words sound familiar, perhaps it's because we have all asked them, or at least all thought them, in our own times of trouble and crisis. Perhaps an unexpected illness, like Lazarus, or a struggling relationship or financial ruin. Nevertheless, haven't we thought, "Lord, if you had been here on time, if you had acted and not delayed, this tragedy would not have happened." Well, before we accuse our merciful God of being indifferent, of being tired, of being outright mean, perhaps we should consider reasons why God would delay, and not really delay, but make us wait, because God always comes at the right time. There are many reasons for this, but I'd like to offer 4. First, if God seems to delay, it's only because he loves us. I know that's difficult to understand. I know that's difficult to accept, particularly in times of heartache and hardship. But it's true. Listen again to John 11, 5 and 6. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Did you notice that small word "so" in the verses? So, therefore, a word of explanation, a word actually pointing us to the real reason that Jesus delayed for 2 days. Some might say, he must not have loved Lazarus very much. Just the opposite was true. It was because Jesus loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus that he delayed going to Bethany for 2 days. And the word that's used there is that beautiful word agape, that highest expression of love, the love of deep meaning and purpose, the love of unswerving commitment, the love that's always focused on genuine need and not just on temporary want. That's the same beautiful word for love that's found in John 3:16. God so agape the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Does that sound like indifference on the part of God? When Mary and Martha told Jesus, "Lord, behold, the one you love is sick," they actually used a different word than agape. The Greek word there is phileo, which means a love of friendship or a tender affection. And Mary and Martha thought that the tender affection of Jesus would move him immediately to go to Lazarus. But they didn't know, just as often we don't know, there was a much higher, powerful love at work, the love of Christ that moved him to delay. So the point really is that you and I may not always understand the circumstances around us in life, and we may not yet see that beautiful picture that's just waiting to be revealed when the last puzzle piece is put into place. Nevertheless, on this we can rely, that if God seems to delay, if God seems to make us wait, it's only because he loves us. And that love is what enables us to hold on and to press on. And to say with the hymnist, as we soon will, one day I shall see clearly, he has loved me dearly. Second, if God seems to delay, it's only because he's preparing a far more glorious solution to our problems than we could have ever imagined or accomplished ourselves. Later on in this chapter of John, Jesus will say to Martha, "Martha, did I not tell you that if you just believe, you will see the glory of God?" I propose that the same God says the same words to every single one of us in our times of trouble. God is saying, are we listening? God is saying, did I not tell you that if you just wait, if you trust in me, if you believe, you will see my glory revealed in your life? Think of it this way. Mary and Martha had their solution. They wanted Lazarus to be healed. God had a far greater solution. Not only was Lazarus healed, he was resurrected. When God seems to delay in your life and my life, why not remember that beautiful promise? Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Not if, not possibly, not if I get around to it, but I will deliver you. You will glorify me. Third, when God seems to delay in our lives, it's only because he's strengthening our faith. I can imagine Mary and Martha stooping at the bedside of sick Lazarus and dabbing his feverish forehead with a cold, wet cloth and whispering encouragement, "Brother, don't worry. Jesus is on the way. And when Jesus gets here, everything will be fine. Just wait. You'll see." And yet, away from the sickbed of Lazarus, I wonder if Mary and Martha weren't staring out the window, looking for any sign of his coming. I wonder if they weren't whispering to each other, "Where is he? Why isn't he here yet? What's taking so long?" I think we understand Mary and Martha because we're so much like them in many ways. Too often, we forget that when God seems to delay, he's actually allowing something high and holy and powerful to happen. He's allowing for that wrong kind of hope to get sick, die, be buried, like Lazarus, and for his spirit through the word to create and nourish a far better hope in his son, a hope that can never die, a hope that can never disappoint. And finally, when God seems to delay in our lives, it's because he's directing us to his life-giving word. Why is that so important? Over my life and the years that I've spent in different kinds of ministry, I've heard people say several times, many times, too many times to count, "What's so important about hearing the word of God?" And sometimes I've answered that by directing them to the third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Prioritize God's word. But many other times I've sent them to a cemetery. I've sent them to that cemetery outside of Bethany. I've sent them to that cemetery where God the Son, Jesus Christ, the creator of all that exists, stood before the tomb of dead, buried, decaying Lazarus, and with his word, cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." and at the power, authority of the Word of God. Lazarus came forth, bound by grave clothes, but no longer by the grave. If you and I need more of a reason, more of incentive to hear the Word of God than that, Lazarus, come forth. I can't imagine what it would be. So knowing why God at times delays, namely that he loves us, that he's preparing a grand solution for our problems, that he's strengthening us, that he's pointing us to his holy word, enables us to confidently say with the psalmist, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I do hope. Amen. Our closing hymn is 521, stanzas 1 and 4. 521, stanzas 1 and 4.